Congress is expected to vote this year on a plan to phase out the estate tax, and President Bush has made clear he will sign such a bill. But now some of the very people who might benefit the most from the repeal are urging Congress not to approve the measure. A petition will appear in major newspapers this weekend. It says that repeal of the estate tax will be bad for the economy and for democracy. The petition is signed by some of the country's wealthiest individuals, including David Rockefeller and George Soros. NPR's Jim Zaroli has a report.
Congress voted to repeal the estate tax by a wide margin last year, but the move was vetoed by President Clinton. With a Republican in the White House, the odds that the tax will be phased out have improved enormously. Repeal of the tax is backed by a wide array of business groups, and polls show such a move also has considerable public support. But now opponents of repeal have gained some powerful allies. A petition will run as an ad in the New York Times this weekend, calling on Congress to reform the tax, but not phase it out entirely. Among the signers is William H. Gates Sr., father of the Microsoft chairman and co-chair of his large charitable foundation.
I really think that it is a good idea to have a government policy that interrupts the inheritance of money. I think that our society is in part great because we don't have these vast accumulations of family wealth, which go on and on and on and just, you know, inevitably grow and leave all the power in the hands of the beneficiaries of millionaires and billionaires.
The petition was spearheaded by United for a Fair Economy, a nonprofit group that opposes what it sees as the growing concentration of wealth in the United States. Chuck Collins is the group's co-chair.
We believe there's been a real insufficient dialogue about the estate tax repeal and what its real impact would be on charity, on government revenue, and on our democracy.
Collins says the petition has been signed by more than 150 people, many of them extremely wealthy. Some are familiar liberal activists, such as actor Paul Newman and Ben & Jerry's founder Ben Cohen. But the petition has also been signed by such plutocrats as Stephen Rockefeller and Agnes Gund. Omaha multi-billionaire Warren Buffett did not sign the petition, saying it didn't go far enough. But he told the Times today he does oppose repeal of the tax. Like William Gates Sr. and George Soros, many of the signers are noted philanthropists. They say that since many wealthy people make charitable donations to avoid paying the estate tax, repealing it would hurt charities. But that argument doesn't wash with Republican Congresswoman Jennifer Dunn of Washington, who authored the repeal bill.
I don't think Bill Gates Jr. is going to stop giving to HIV/AIDS programs because he's not required to anymore by the government. I think he's going to continue to do that. That strand of altruism that runs through our nation is very strong, and I would guess there'd be as much chance through our repeal of the death tax of increasing charitable donations, but there is no science on that.
Dunn says the tax, which is levied on estates worth more than $675,000 or $1.3 million for married couples, hurts small farmers and business owners. She says their heirs are forced to sell off property or take out costly insurance policies to pay the tax. Critics of repeal say these small farmers and business owners could be protected if exemptions were increased and the tax was levied only on the richest individuals. But Dunn says as long as the tax is on the books, government officials could easily come back in and lower the exemptions again.
When government has its hand in people's pockets, its inclination is to grow. And I just suggest that government does not spend dollars that go through its very expensive buffer nearly as well as people who can control their own funds and give directly to help the poor or do what they wish to do with their funds.
Many in Congress agree, Dunn says, and she says she expects the bill to pass again during this session. But as this petition suggests, opponents of repeal are not yet ready to go down without a fight. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.